This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Viglund. Remember the soccer mom, the NASCAR dad, security moms, office park dads? Oh, we do love our election cycle swing voter cliches. Well, this year, from the right to the left and all across the media, there's been a lot of talk about the role of one group.
White working class voters.
White working class voters.
White working class voters are so central.
But here's the problem. Apparently no one can agree on exactly who these people are or how they're feeling. Chrissy Clark has more from our Wealth and Poverty Desk.
When you hear white working class, maybe you picture a big guy wearing
T-shirt and jeans, steel-toed boots, that sort of thing.
That's Michael Haywood of Kelso, Washington, describing himself. Never finished college, drives a dump truck, struggles on $40,000 a year. He's white.
And I would definitely consider myself working class.
50 years ago, he'd be a pretty good shoe-in for a Democrat. But now, he's torn.
I am dependent on a lot of government services, from food stamps to health care. But on the other hand, I have a lot of conservative ideals.
There's been a lot of time spent theorizing about guys like Haywood, white working-class voters who over the last few decades have been eyeing the right. Is it a sign that the country's divided between Prius-driving liberals and conservatives in pickup trucks?
Ah!
That's Andrew Gelman, a political science professor at Columbia University.
I just got a little frustrated. It's not the Prius versus the pickup truck. It's the Prius versus the Hummer.
The real polarization in politics, Gelman says, doesn't happen between rich and poor. It happens between different kinds of rich. Low-income workers still do vote overwhelmingly Democratic, just not blue-collar white guys like Mike Haywood. But Gelman says they make up a much smaller slice of the low-income workforce these days, as it turns more female and more diverse. So Gelman wonders, why still focus so much on just one working-class subgroup?
You know, everybody's vote just counts once, right? A white male vote isn't more legitimate than a minority vote or a female vote.
Still, it is worth paying attention to white working class men, says Charles Murray of the American Enterprise Institute.
The really interesting thing about voting in the white working class isn't whether it's Democratic or Republican. It's the degree to which it's declined.
And in a close election, if one party can re-engage those voters, it could make all the difference. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.